If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about dry eye. We touched on it a little bit last week, but we have some more details and some new medications that are coming out for this. So I thought we'd kind of cover it in a little bit more detail today. So this is dry eye part two. Also, we're going to be talking about your liver and the indications of if you have a fatty liver going on. And if we have time left over, we may touch on some supplement secrets. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. You know, we need to pray for righteous leadership, and only God's hand can provide that. So we have to ask God for that help on a nation that, you know, is so influential in the world. We have a big responsibility, and we have to be God-like as a nation. And so the only way to do that is to seek the Lord. So I have my devotional, and today, let's see, it comes from, Isaiah 30 and 2 Corinthians 4, and it goes like this. When you're plagued with persistent problems, the ones that seem to go on and on, maybe look at it as a rich opportunity. An ongoing problem is like a tutor who always is by your side. I know it's hard to think of it this way, but yep. Learning possibilities are limited only by your willingness to be teachable. So in faith, thank me for your problem. Ask me to open your eyes and your heart to all that I am accomplishing through this difficulty. And once you have become grateful for the problem, it loses its power to drag you down. On the contrary, your thankfulness attitude will lift you up into heavenly places with me. And from this perspective, your difficulty can be seen as a slight temporary distress that is producing you to be translucent in my glory, and that will never cease. Hey, I know, God makes lemonade out of lemons, right? All the time, every day. So, and I often hear from Pastor Ernie Sanders says, if you're having an smooth and no problems, then you may want to take a reflective look at your faith. And so hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, and mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, let's see, a British town is deciding to add fluoride to milk. Oh, yeah, I read this and I went, what? Yeah, a British school's in Blackpool, England, they're going to offer fluoride-infused milk to their school. It's going to be part of their milk lunch program. So they're placing 8 milligrams of fluoride in a carton of milk, and this equates to about 4.2 parts per billion of fluoride. Just to have a comparison, in the United States, they only recommend a safe level of fluoride as 0.7 parts per billion. Oh, boy. Goodness. Plus, they probably already have it in the water. You know, poor kids over there. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, here's a report on those gadgets. So you're probably going to see some under the Christmas tree this year. Those fitness tracker things that people wear, you know, to monitor their heart rate, how many steps they walk and all that. Well, a Christmas guide influences favorites of Fitbit, Jawbone, Misfit, Samsung Gear, and Apple trackers. There's some sort of safety security warning, according to experts. They are claiming that these companies have unprecedented access to your fitness band data, in which they can sell to insurance premium companies, which also could affect your job security and life insurance premiums, health insurance premiums, and even have your identity stolen. This is a report from the Center of Digital Democracy. It's warning wearers of these gadgets that there's a serious privacy risk and security risk with these items. American manufacturers could be feeding a lot of the information they collect from the gadgets, your heart rate, your sleep pattern, your calorie consumption, your stress levels, your mood. Some of these things can even tell you what mood you're in. And they can sell this information to private healthcare companies, insurance companies, and so forth. And it could make it could be megabucks for these companies to sell your information. So FYI, if you get one of these items under the tree this year, think about where all that data is going. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. I know Frank's going to come up with some really great Christmas music, kind of sprinkle it in the show today. Yeah, like fairy dust. Get you all in the mood. All right, we're going to talk about dry eye part two. Because in the United States, we got like 20 million people with dry eye. About 40% of them have this condition on a regular basis. Women, also over the age of 45, especially if they're menopausal, have a higher risk of developing dry eye. And it's also been recently discovered that the veteran population has a high risk of dry eye. So if you have dry eye syndrome now, medical science says that you have a 76% risk the condition's going to get worse over time. So why are so many people having this problem? And is it a new condition for the modern century, you know? I don't remember hearing this when I was growing up, but dry eye syndrome started to gain medical attention back in the 1980s. Research really didn't start on the condition until the 1990s, and many physicians feel that dry eye syndrome is a symptomatic disease. In 1991, there was a study, and doctors listed dry eye syndrome as increasing with the incidence along with cataracts and diabetes. So dry eye syndrome prevents the wearing of contact lenses and also can affect eye surgery, increasing the risk of infection. So we're going to take a closer look at dry eye, see how we can prevent it. Well, first, let's look at some of the symptoms, because according to Medscape.com, there are as many as 12 symptoms that are associated with dry eye syndrome, or as the medical textbooks will list it in its Latin form, keratoconjunctivitis sicca, which is Latin for dry and inflamed eyes. So eye physicians will grade each of the symptoms on a scale of 1 to 4. And the symptoms are made worse when there is smoke in the air, if there's low humidity, windy weather, dry heat in winter months, ceiling fans blowing on you all in the summer months can make the condition worse. So people with dry eye often state their condition is worse towards the end of the day. So their eyelids can feel really heavy and it's hard to keep their eyes open. So if a person with dry eye can have floaters, they can get worse in their visual field, and it's very common for especially nearsightedness and as we get older. So dry eye can also cause blurry vision, and it seems that the dry eye syndrome can also include eyes that tear too much, and this could be this could lead to a condition called pyrhorrhea, which means the eye is not draining significantly. So if it's not corrected, there could develop serious cornea surface disease out of that. So here are some symptoms of dry eye syndrome. Your eyes obviously feel dry. You feel like you have a foreign body sensation in your eye, a gritty feeling in your eye. You may have blood in the eye, as well as a lot of eye irritation, mucus drainage and itching, watery eyes that are excessive tearing, which could lead to viral conjunctivitis, also sensitivity to light and blurry vision. So what is causing more people to have dry eye? Well, this condition can involve meibomian gland, which causes your eyelids to become red. So if the gland's affected, the mucous membrane that covers the front of the eye and lines the inside of your eyelid, which provides a lot of that lubricant, it's a little bit of mucus and tear, it can be so affected it can be very reduced, causing the dryness. So if the gland is not functioning well, it causes conjunctiva. And this gland also produces, get this, immune surveillance. Yeah, in other words, it prevents infectious microbes from entering your eye. So dry eye cuts down on that protection there. So are there some medicines that can cause you to have dry eye? Well, according to Medscape.com, there are certain prescribed medications that could put patients at risk of developing dry eye disease, and they are antihistamines, beta blockers, contraceptives, either oral or topical, glaucoma medications, either oral or topical, and antidepressants, diuretics, and hormone medicines. So medical conditions that also can increase your risk of dry eye. So patients who have certain medical conditions, they're going to be at a higher risk of developing dry eye syndrome, and that would be people with rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid conditions, lymphatic disease, post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, lupus and rosacea, which is adult acne. Well, are there any other irritants? Well, people with dry eye often do computer work and do not blink their eyes often enough. And it is recommended by eye specialists to get these glasses that have a special blue coating on the eyewear lens, which will buffer the blue screen light to prevent the eyes from getting strained and tired. Other things that can contribute to dry eye are excessive alcohol consumption, a lot of caffeine, wearing contact lenses, hormonal changes like if you're going through menopause or if you're on hormone medicines, high altitudes, vitamin A deficiency, eye drops to remove the redness in your eyes like Visine, as well as LASIK eye surgery, droopy eyelids, eye trauma, and bulging eyes, which is often associated with a thyroid disorder. So try to avoid the dry and drafty environments and fireplaces with a lot of smoke and dust, and avoid rubbing your eyes. Avoid cortisone-type products and prescription ointments for skin conditions for inflammation around your eyes, which can increase your risk of glaucoma and dry eye. So some sundry and cosmetic products will also make dry eyes worse, so be aware of that. And avoid the ceiling fans or the prolonged exposure to air conditioning or heat vents, which can dry out that membrane. So are there any medical treatments we should be aware of? Well, often patients are complaining of dry eye. They start out using those over-the-counter eye wetting drops that are sold in your drugstores. So if you're using these drops, make sure the product has the fewest preservatives, such as a product called Soothe by Bausch & Lomb. So the next step is your eye doctor is going to prescribe an eye drop that's prescription drug to reduce inflammation, but it's not going to remove the cause of the inflammation. So it's just going to get at the symptom. So there are certain medical conditions which could prohibit patients from using the prescription eye drops, such as if you suffer from frequent eye infections or herpes of the eye. Now, one product for eye inflammation that is prescribed, you've seen it advertised for the last decade, is called Restasis. It's been on the market since 2003, and this product can take several months to show patients any signs of benefit, and it can cause patients to discontinue using it because of the side effects it gives them. So monthly cost of Restasis is around $325. So let's look at some of the side effects of Restasis. You can get burning and stinging of the eye, itching in the eye, redness and blurry vision, excessive eye drainage, you feel like you have a foreign body in your eye. Allergic reactions, which could be quite serious, would be rash, dizziness, swelling of the eye, face, tongue, or throat, severe itching, difficulty breathing, eye pain and discomfort, injury to the eye, and you also want to seek medical attention if that's the case using that product. Also, you can also experience dysfunction of the meibomian gland using Restasis. So research on patient overview of using Restasis, it showed that about 72% of the time the dry eye symptoms were helped, but when compared to supplying the body with fish oil, the dry eye was rectified 100% of the time. Fish oil, okay? Fish oil versus Restasis, okay? Now, patients that use Restasis reported that after using the product, they developed a dysfunction of the meibomian gland, and after stopping the product, their condition improved. And patients also state that while on Restasis, they had an increase in their daily use of wetting drops by 20 drops a day, which is 10 times the normal dose. So your eyes felt dry using this anti-dry eye product. So when they stopped using it, though, they were able to cut back on their drops, their wetting drops. Now, some doctors speculate it could be the castor oil in the Restasis that's causing the side effects, which are known to cause allergic reactions. Now, Restasis also contains cyclosporine, which will suppress immune system function. Beware of that. All right, so let's look at the new product that's just been approved by the FDA. Xiidra, have you heard about this newest drug for dry eye? Xiidra costs $400 a month. And here's the list of its side effects. Changes in vision, eye irritation and discomfort, blurred vision, red eyes and red-colored eyelids. Change in taste or loss of taste, coughing, itching eyes, excessive drainage from the eyes or watery eyes, fever, headache, pain and tenderness around the eyes and cheekbones, stuffy or runny nose, tightness in chest, and difficulty breathing. So Xiidra is being compared to Restasis, and it's being promoted as having fewer side effects, and it works within just 2 weeks, they say. So the FDA just approved it for sale, and of course you're going to be seeing more TV commercials on Xiidra. So let's look at some protective measures, shall we? Because I don't know about you, but all those side effects made the dry eye worse. It's a lot of the side effects were why you were seeking relief of dry eye to begin with. So you want to protect your eyes from the sun's rays, lower your computer screen so your gaze is directed downward. This will minimize discomfort. Also, you want to hydrate your system, drink more water, cut back on the caffeine, which is very dehydrating, and get rid of the alcohol if you're drinking that. Also, if you're using eye drops to hydrate the eyes, get the drops without the chemical preservatives and get the ones with the higher concentration of glycerin and propylene glycol. That'll help you out. Some people will add colloidal silver to their eye drops. That's helpful, especially if you think you have an infection. You want to add also more omega-3 fatty acids to the diet. And that's going to be important. Just remember, you know, blink often as well, especially if you're doing a lot of computer work. Now, according to the Journal of Clinical Interventions in Aging in their 2015 journal, they said the omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil had a significant improvement for dry eye. Another study in the 2003 Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that women who ate 5 or more 4-ounce servings of tuna per week had a 33% to 60% reduction in dry eye symptoms. It's the omega-3 fatty acids. Also, hot compresses over the eyes a few times a day will stimulate those glands to make more eye lubricant to hydrate those 3 levels of tear film that your eyes have. And we want to make sure we're getting some good eye nutrients. Some eye experts feel that when we remove gluten from the diet, it helps the eyes, as well as getting more vitamin A-rich foods into the diet. So if you're using supplements, try to use the whole food type, not the synthetic or isolated nutrient supplements. So eat more foods with the omega-3 fatty acids, like your olive oil, coconut oil, sardine, salmon, to help reduce your inflammation. And if you tend not to drink enough water, try hydrating your system with coconut water, because some people say, I just don't like water. It has no flavor. Well, try the coconut water. So now the potassium in your coconut, it will assist your eyes, and also Celtic sea salt will have essential minerals to help your eyes as well. So herbs which reduce general inflammation of the eye is very helpful, like bayberry bark, willow bark, meadow sweet. Herbs that help to assist the glands of the eye to produce more lubricant are golden seal and mullein. And if there is an infection, I like to add my echinacea, eye bright, and golden seal as a combination. Now, for inflammation of the eye, I like to add eye bright herb. You know, if there's a thyroid condition promoting dry eye, I like to use black walnut. So if menopause is the reason we're having a little bit of dry eye, I like to use the 6 female herbs that you find in the female maturity formula at thepowerherbs.com. Now, for men, there is a male hormone formula for you. If you have dry eye, check that out as well. And if you are on medications that are causing your dry eye, well, see if there's some natural options and you can replace that drug instead. So if you are looking for herbal products to help you with dry eye, you might want to contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their herbal eye wash. It has your bayberry, your golden seal, your eye bright in there. And it's a very concentrated formula, which you just put a few drops in water and then rinse the eyes. You bathe the eyes. So it's an eye wash. Very soothing. If you got a lot of inflammation going on, you may want to use your pain anti-inflammatory herbal formula with the willow bark and meadowsweet in it. And they do have also at Apothecary Herbs their black walnut, their male and female formulas if you got the hormone imbalance going on. They have the Celtic sea salt, the mullein also for the glands, and of course your echinacea formulas there. And if you just feel like your body needs a little bit more nutrition, try the body food mix. See if that won't boost you over, you know, add that grain of rice to the scale, bam, and get this thing done. So if you're interested, check it out at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's their website, thepowerherbs.com. If you don't have internet, just give them a call and ask for a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And of course, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and the best thing is if you want to try this, you can take advantage of their Christmas holiday special, their Secret Santa, if you will, special. You'll save 20%. And get U.S. free ground ship on orders of $25 or more. And that is good through the 22nd, so it's good through Thursday of this week. So don't wait too long. If you're on the website, you can just use the coupon code that's on the homepage. It's SS2016. SS stands for Secret Santa. And plug that into the shopping cart. If you don't do internet, just, you know, call in and place your order and ask about the Secret Santa discount, and they can apply that for you. If you prefer to mail an order, just write the coupon code on your order form. Make sure it's postmarked by the 22nd, and that discount will be honored. So if you have an order form already, just fill it out right SS2016 as your discount for 20% off and free shipping in the U.S. and save. There you go, thepowerherbs.com. Also, if you're up on the website and you have email, do sign up for the free newsletters. I got some really great feedback this week on the newsletters. People just love it. And so I appreciate that feedback very much. Thank you. Also on the products, we have a lot of people that have kind of corrected their dry eye issue with the herbal eye wash formula. So give it a whirl. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And let's see, the American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. But this Friday, Health Quest is not going out due to the holiday. They're taking a little break, but they will resume next week. So you can sign up and get your newsletters rolling by next week, right after the Christmas holiday. So if you have email, you can get them. Free subscription to the newsletters. Just go to thepowerherbs.com and go to the Books and Newsletter tab and put the newsletter in your shopping cart along with a free catalog and check out for free. And you'll be amazed how powerful you are with the right tools and information. That's what it's about. Powerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a little break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about your liver. Do you think it's fatty? How would you know if you had a fatty liver? We're going to talk about that. You know, holidays coming up, you're going to be eating a lot of things you normally don't eat. How's that going to affect your liver? Going to find out. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about fatty livers. Hopefully you don't have one, but if you ever wondered if you did, maybe this segment of the show is going to help you out. Some of us could have a fatty liver and just not know it. So there are like 50 million Americans living a lifestyle, and 90 to 100% of them will they already have a fatty liver, or soon they're going to have one. Because of the American lifestyle. So modern medicine has two categories of fatty liver. The non-alcohol type And the other category is associated with obesity and alcohol consumption. So there really is a third category, which science tends to ignore, and this problem is caused by prescription medications. So what is a fatty liver? Well, a fatty liver is a liver that has accumulated a lot of fat cells. And interestingly, medical science does not call a liver with some of these fat cells a disease. Well, and the reason is because they're very likely that there is no permanent damage yet, no scarring, no cirrhosis happening. So the condition at this point could be reversed with some, you know, inexpensive lifestyle changes, right? Also, science really is not precisely sure how the liver gets all clogged up with the fat cells. It could be a digestive and metabolism problem, or it could be your diet. Now, you officially have a fatty liver if the weight of the liver increases by 5 to 10%. So a healthy adult, their liver weighs about 3 pounds, and a fatty liver is going to weigh 4 to 5 pounds. So this is why medical examiners weigh the vital organs during their autopsy to help determine, you know, its cause of death. So if the liver gets fatty, it shows this abnormal function of an organ. It gets inflamed, and you can also are at risk of getting hepatitis. If the condition is not reversed, fibrosis and cirrhosis or scar tissue can develop within about 10 to 15 years. So it is estimated about 20 to 40% of individuals who are overweight are going to run the risk of having hepatitis or cirrhosis of the liver. An indication of being overweight is excess fat around the waist. So for women, if your waist is 35 inches or greater, and men, if it's 40 inches or greater, you could be putting your liver at risk. All right, so let's look at some of the medical. So if you go to your medical doctor, they will want to take a blood sample to check, you know, to see if you have elevated liver enzymes. And if the enzymes are elevated, it's an indication that damage is already affecting your liver. So when your doctor may want to sample your liver, you know, take a biopsy and check your for liver cells, fatty liver cells, I personally would object to cutting into an organ like that, a biopsy, especially if the organ is sick. Cutting into it, you know, is damaging it. It's not going to help. Otherwise, they could do is an ultrasound or a CT scan that can indicate if the liver is a bit enlarged. Okay. So for overweight individuals that tend to have a fatty liver, they're going to be treated for not only obesity and diabetes, and they hope that will correct the fatty liver problem. Now, there is this non-drinker liver problem situation that we mentioned. It's one of the categories. So if you don't drink alcohol and you have a fatty liver, you may have inherited a weak liver from your ancestors, or that your lifestyle is contributing to the weak liver and increasing its weight. Sometimes it's obesity, sometimes it's diabetes, or both. So over time, the liver will enlarge, and then the cells can be replaced with scar tissue, and this is called non-alcoholic cirrhosis. So if it is very likely that the liver will fail or develop cancer in this situation. So according to health experts, sick livers are on the rise, about 20% increase in adults, causing about 6 million Americans to seek hepatic treatment. Now, rates are up in the Asian and Hispanic children as well by 3%. Some of the health experts are blaming the high fructose corn syrup that children are consuming. So if America, more than half of the children, 53%, are overweight, they could have fatty livers. Autopsies have been done, and some children as young as 4 have shown fatty liver conditions. So what are the risks if you're a non-drinker of having liver problems? There are several factors that can contribute to liver illness. As mentioned, heredity can play a part of it. this illness also likes to rear its ugly head when we're middle-aged. So we're hitting that middle-age mark, be aware, especially those that are overweight or obese. So if you suffer from, let's say, high cholesterol or triglycerides, your risk is higher for developing a fatty liver. So if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, your risk increases as well. And if you have digestive diseases of the small intestine, like Crohn's disease, your risk is magnified again. So if you have a viral hepatitis or even an autoimmune disease, your risk is again greater. So people that are suffering from, let's say, malnutrition or an overload of iron are at risk. So I've got too much iron in the system. And if you suffer from tuberculosis, again, you are at risk of liver disease. So let's say you have liver problems due to alcohol. That's the other category of having a fatty liver is disease in accordance to science. You consume a fair amount of alcohol on a regular basis. And we're talking about, you know, drinking two or more alcoholic beverages per day. And perhaps you're a binge drinker. That could be factored in as well. Some people go on one or two binges per week. So if you are a moderate drinker for, like, let's say 10 or 15 years, your liver may have some problems. And if you are a heavy drinker for a short period of time, your liver will have problems. Typically, we see the fatty liver disease due to alcohol happen over a 10 to 15 year period of, you know, drinking. Well, let's look at some of the drugs, the prescription drugs, the other category that, you know, medicine doesn't like to mention, that could cause liver disease and a fatty liver. The prescription drugs that can be make your liver fatty are aspirin therapy. Anybody on that for, you know, thinning in the blood and that kind of thing? Or for cancer? Sometimes they're prescribing aspirin now for cancer. Let's see, some of the drugs for heart arrhythmias. Can cause fatty liver, as well as the calcium channel blockers, and also the anti-inflammatory drugs, and also the cortisone and prednisone and corticosteroids can also lead you down the road to liver disease. Cancer drugs, as well as estrogen drugs, anti-epileptic drugs, tetracycline, and carbon tetrachloride, which is a cleaning agent that you find in refrigerant, but if you absorb it or breathe it in, it can really wreak havoc with the liver. There's also a combination of drugs you should be aware of. If you're mixing a bunch of prescription medicines, it could be very dangerous for your liver. Doctors and pharmacists really don't know what happens after you take just one prescription because it causes so many chemical changes in your metabolism. So every time that you add a drug to your first drug you're taking, you are playing pretty much chemical Russian roulette. So you risk hurting your liver when you take many prescription drugs. So to be more specific, if you have a lot of deadly liver combos, you might want to avoid antibiotics and HIV drugs and anti-cholesterol drugs. Those combinations are severely hurtful to your liver. So what are some of the symptoms? Well, if your liver decides to send you some signals, there's a problem, you may experience things like a dull and nagging pain in your abdomen, weakness or nausea, bloating, and a lot of gas or flatulence. Your cholesterol will spike, as well as your blood pressure. You'll pick up some weight, and you may have a yellow pigment to your skin. And many of these symptoms develop slowly, and a lot of people ignore them until, of course, you know, they got a real problem they can't ignore. All right, and what about liver health in other countries, not just the United States? Well, according to a lot of health authorities, 50% of Canadians are overweight, and 75% of them have fatty livers. So it's not just here in America. So fatty livers are up 23% in Canada. It correlates with their obesity rate, you know? And I'm sure that high fructose corn syrup and all the refined sugars and white flours is not helping. All right, and let's look at nursing homes for a second, because there seems to be several ways to make the liver pretty fatty. We mentioned malnutrition as a way, and the elderly tend to not eat very healthy, especially in nursing homes. So on the flip side of that, the elderly, if they're given that elderly nutritional intravenous type of long-term therapy, that produces a fatty liver. I mean, they're trying to pump nutrients into these elderly people that may have difficulty swallowing, but these intravenous type of products for nutrition causes the liver to get fatty. Well, let's look at this overall. So if your liver is fatty, it gets inflamed, it's vulnerable to disease, and there are really no drugs for fatty livers, but that doesn't really mean that there won't be in the future. So the effective method of reversing a fatty liver is really through permanent diet changes and regular exercise. So your liver is an important organ. You should take care of it. So your liver, this is the job that your liver has to perform for you. It has to filter your blood. It has to remove toxic substances. It has to store your vitamins. It has to synthesize your cholesterol. It has to metabolize and store sugars. It has to assemble amino acids into proteins. It has to control blood fluidity and regulate blood clotting. It has to remove excess protein through the kidneys, and it has to burn fat and mix the bile for the digestive system to metabolize all your fats. Wow. Did I mention it also helps, you know, with the hormones in the blood? So when the liver is healthy, it's really not hard to lose weight. Think about this. If the liver is fatty, the process is reversed. The liver stores more fat and you gain weight. So then other symptoms tend to follow: high cholesterol and blood pressure, obesity and diabetes. Hepatitis and cirrhosis are kind of just, you know, right around the corner. And other complications could arise, like inflamed gallbladder, appendicitis, or pancreatitis. So if you tend to partake of the alcohol on a regular basis, you can have these complications and more. The likelihood of sugary and the high death from sugary things, it's up there because of what we're doing, especially now at the holidays. Everybody's going to be celebrating and partaking of a lot more alcohol. So, you know, kind of keep it down to two drinks, you know, if you can limit it. Got to get a grip on that. So if you actually have a lot of power at trying to reverse your fatty liver disease, if you have it, it's called discipline and control. And also you might want to have a few tools in your hand to help you out. There really isn't a quick fix. It's going to be something you have to work on. You want to avoid all the alcohol and things that convert to sugar. You want to eat healthier, more organic, get more fiber and fruit and vegetables going. Those lean meats, of course, along with that exercise. So you can actually layer in some cleanses to help lift the cellular stress off your organs, including your liver. One of the herbs that I like and the liver likes a lot is milk thistle. Milk thistle has some antioxidants to help the liver replace sick cells with healthy ones. So that is a real good one to have. A barberry herb is really good to help with the gallbladder, which, you know, kind of in sync works with the liver to get rid of the toxins. So you might want to work on the gallbladder as well, just to help the liver out too. So folks with fatty livers usually have low energy. Exercising can be a challenge for them. So let the new diet work. Get some infusion of some organic herbs going for more energy and power. I like to use your ginsengs. I like to use the grasses, spirulina, chlorella, and the wheat grasses and things like that. This will infuse the system with a lot of energy and nutrition, and so that you can start, you know, baby steps, start an exercise program, but be regular with it, and you can expand on it. So if you're looking for the ginseng formulas for energy, that's at thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the milk thistle for the liver, that's at thepowerherbs.com. The barberry bark is also there. The body food mix that has the spirulina and chlorella, they're there. And, of course, if you're not having any kind of electrolyte imbalance, you're good. But if you do, use the Celtic sea salt. It does not promote high blood pressure. So all those things are available at thepowerherbs.com or a phone call away. Basically, call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And get empowered and save money with their Secret Santa holiday special, 20% off free ground ship through Thursday the 22nd. Thursday the 22nd is the last day for overnight ship if you need something right away, because they're closing early on Friday. They'll be closed at 3 p.m. Eastern, or that's 12 Central and I think Pacific Coast time, right? Yeah, Pacific Coast time. So get to getting if you're needing some of that, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some supplement secrets. You know, in North America, we have like 515 million people. More than that, we're told. That's 32 people per square mile. Half the population feels they need a vitamin supplement. And the top consumers for the average supplement sold at drugstores, health food stores, and Walmart are going to pregnant women. And small children and the elderly. Those are the big top sellers. And it's all the marketing hype that moves those things. And they're usually made by pharmaceutical companies, whatever they're picking out there. So, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, just want a good supplement, a whole food one. Even though we don't see too many articles in the medical journals that, you know, say, you know, there's great benefits to your vitamin and mineral supplements. These are categories that usually science doesn't write up too much about. But our lifestyle can put us a lot of risk of developing serious health conditions due to a nutrient deficiency. So if you're on a low-calorie diet, if you're pregnant, if you have excessive menstrual bleeding, if you smoke, if you're an alcoholic, or if you're on a lot of prescription drugs, well, or even if you're taking recreational drugs, and, you know, you're over the age, you know, of 65, and you don't always eat so well, you know, then you're at risk of nutrient depletion. Drugs, alcohol, tobacco all affect nutrient absorption. Empty calories from alcohol and soda can hinder a healthy eating and deplete us even more. So we got to change this lifestyle. We have got to add in some quality foods, organic whole supplements to make a difference. So changing the lifestyle, adding your quality supplements, two huge things you can do for yourself. And you didn't need to get a doctor's prescription for that. Now, a lot of prescription medications can interfere with supplements and vice versa, so you want to do your homework on that. Most common counter-regulatory warnings come from taking prescriptions like your if you're mixing your supplements with these drugs, this is the drug category, your diabetic meds, the cancer drugs, the heart drugs, the epilepsy drugs, the seizure drugs, the prostate drugs, the blood thinning, the blood pressure drugs, the hormone replacement drugs, Parkinson's disease meds, and antidepressants. Those drugs tend not to work so well with your herbal supplements, just so you know. All right, so some of the most vital nutrients dissolve in water, like your vitamin B, your vitamin C. And people say, well, so what? Well, these vitamins are not as readily stored in fat in the body, and so you have to replenish them. So your water-soluble vitamins are fragile. They get destroyed by heat and by cooking. Your nuts, your seeds, your green leafy vegetables, and your fruits contain this nutrition, so eat more of that. Okay, and if you are over 60, you're going to need 30% more calcium and vitamin D. So I like plant-based calcium, superior to animal-based calcium, because it has the boron and magnesium mineral requirement for uptake and absorption already in there. So if you're looking at herbs for strong bones and calcium, that would be horsetail, comfrey, oat straw, and lobelia. Or you can just get the calcium formula at thepowerherbs.com. Liquid, right in the body in 60 seconds. No digestion. I love liquids. I mean, the older you get, you don't want to swallow a bunch of pills. And our elderly don't like to swallow that stuff anyway. So the liquids are handy. Handy. So your weight, body index, you know, watch that. You've heard a lot about that. And if you're going to the doctor now, you're getting reported on to the health insurance companies with the body weight index. Also, you know, if you get sick, if you get a disease, that is a nutrient buster in itself. If you get like gastrointestinal or inflamed digestive diseases, that will in itself create a nutrient deficiency. Prescription medications that block the absorption and the metabolic transport of vitamins and minerals from your foods is another problem. So if you're taking birth control, for instance, right, or chemotherapy drugs, or if you're smoking, you're only getting 50% of your nutrients because it's being blocked. Okay. Other drugs that block absorption are your anti-seizure medicines, anti-inflammatory drugs, and chemotherapy drugs. All right, so let's look at some Superman nutrition, okay, because we only have a few more minutes. So if you really want to superfuse the diet with some, you know, nutrients that count, really quick, blueberries. Blueberries have a lot of antioxidants and helps fight toxins and disease. You can stack on them. Most places have them now year-round. Also, salmon, essential omega-3 fatty acids, going to be helpful, especially if you have a dry eye, we mentioned earlier, you want some salmon. Salmon contains all protein, vitamins and minerals, selenium, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, vitamins A, B, D, and E. Excellent choice for superfusion nutrition into the body. You're going to need more of that if you suffer from asthma, arrhythmias, diabetes, ulcers, high blood pressures, high cholesterol, any type of inflammatory bowel disease, migraine, headaches, arthritis, and even skin problems. You're going to need more omega-3s. Also, spinach, chlorophyll and spinach, got to have that. Lots of vitamin A and K, especially if you're elderly, you need some more vitamin A. Tomatoes, lycopene, great stuff, helps the heart out. Very valuable pigment and antioxidant research on lycopene is saying lowers your risk of prostate cancer and heart disease. So, you know, tomatoes, lots of vitamin C there as well. And, of course, I love my coconut and olive oil. Yes, got to add that for your omega-3 fatty acids. Drizzle that on your spinach, you know, it's great. Almonds, if you're a nut person, almonds are great, loaded with minerals, healthy fats, vitamin E, great for your heart. So get some almonds going. And also oats. Oats help lower cholesterol, as you've probably seen on the Cheerios box. But also I like to add garlic. Natural little blood thinner, helpful for the cardiovascular, but watch it if you're taking anticoagulants. Helps also with blood sugars and immune system function. So it's very broad spectrum for antiviral, bacterial, fungal. So garlic's great. Add some of that. Strawberries, awesome. Awesome antioxidants and vitamin C and folate in your strawberries. Some people like to munch on goji berries, so if you get authentic goji berries, definitely check those out. They're going to superfuse you with a lot of beta-carotene, more than carrots, 18 amino acids, and, of course, antioxidants galore. But make sure you're getting the real goji berries and not the wolf berries, which they're the imposters, you know. So always get your goji from Himalayans. The monks wildcrafting. Okay, so if you want some superfood, we do have a product called Body Food Mix, Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's a powder. You just add it to your smoothie, juice, or water, and it's in the system working in 60 seconds, especially if you're under a lot of stress this holiday season. You definitely want to check that out, and you'll save 20% and get free ship through Thursday on that order if you place it before the 22nd is over. ThePowerHerbs.com, take advantage of the Secret Santa special. Use the code SS2016 if you're on the website. Put it in your cart, or if you don't do internet, just say, hey, I want the discount, the 20% off and free ship on orders of $25 or more. Just give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.